If I asked you what prayer is, seems like a simple question, and I would probably guess most of you would give me an answer along the lines of, prayer is simply talking to God. And it sounds good, sounds right, maybe you've even heard sermons on it and heard it defined that way, but the truth is that's not what prayer is at all. In fact, many of you have a spouse that, well, they talk to you, but they don't know how to communicate. And that's what prayer is. It's communication, not just talking. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you had a great weekend. It is Monday. Monday. What are we going to do? Well, might I suggest we just mess up Satan's plans today, the rest of the week, the rest of the month. It's August. It's a new month. We just celebrated our 700th episode of the David Alliance. I want to hear a shout out. Hoo-hoo, thank you. Yes, it has been a good run, and we're still going. But if you have ideas or topics, concerns, insights, or criticisms, or maybe just a attaboy, you can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Now, if you need a website, check out webstix.com, W-E-B-S-T-I-X.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. Also, one of our sponsors, wellbuiltsupplements.com. People have been ordering from there. It's a good site, I'm telling you. If you need something, if you need some supplements, go to the best. Go to wellbuiltsupplements.com. Make sure you type in the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. I'm not going to go over all their supplements. They're always adding stuff. It's good. You'll love it. I take them. Do it now. Bye. All right. Oh, August 6th through the 8th. That's coming up real fast. 97X in Madison, Wisconsin is putting together a men's camp out. It's at Astico Park. There's going to be camping, hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fishing. Get to hang out with other Christian men. The link is in my notes if you want to check it out. Or you could go to 97X.fm/events? I'm just click the thing in my notes. Okay, it's too many letters. And finally, check out our new t-shirt on revolutionforefathers.com. That's four as in the number, revolutionforefathers.com. That's the number four. Check it out. Our new t-shirt, pray like you're going to a bullfight and wearing red and Satan's the bull. Killer graphics. You're going to like it, plus some other really great swag on there. Now, finally, let's get to what's important. Let's talk about prayer. Prayer. If I was to ask you if you pray, you'd probably say yes. If I asked you how much, you'd probably go, well, not as much as I should. Why do you think that is? I mean, prayer is, it's talking to God, yes, but it's really communicating. When we talk about prayer, and we talk about prayer as if prayer is talking to God, we really miss it. And here's the problem with prayer, in my mind. We've made prayer too religious. We've made it a religious thing that we do, completely miss the mark. It reminds me of the joke of two guys talking. They're talking about religion, and the one guy says, I know way more about religion than you. And the other guy challenged him, and he said, oh yeah? I bet you don't even know the Lord's Prayer. To which he said, I'll pay you $20 if you can say the Lord's Prayer. All right? You're on. And so he starts. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to he'll take. The other guy just kind of chuckles and goes, man, well, you got me, and gave him $20. Look, prayer is not religious. Matthew 6:7, Jesus is talking about the Pharisees. And guess what? The Pharisees are in the room. And he says, look, don't pray like the Pharisees. They're chattering. They're long-winded. They repeat words. They stammer. It's just like, Have you ever had that friend who prays like, dear Father God, we pray, Father God, that Father God, you would, Father God, give Father God to those, Father God. You're like, enough already. He knows he's the Father God, right? Look, if your prayer sounds religious, you're missing it. Would you talk to your boss or your wife or your kids the same way you pray? Probably not. So get rid of the religion in your prayer life. And you know what? The second thing about prayer is its focus. James 5:16 says, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. That word there, earnest, It means focused, specific, energetic. It means you're into it, man. How many of you have a prayer time kind of the same way you used to sing songs, you know, when you were in high school? You know how you used to sing songs in high school, right? You'd be like, yeah. If you think I'm sexy and you want my body, come on, baby, let me know. So, right? That's how a lot of times we pray. Our mind wanders and we're like, dear God, I just pray right now for my marriage. I lift it up right now, Father, and man, I gotta fix the garage. I forgot. I told my wife I was going to fix the garage. And our mind just wanders. We forget we're actually praying. And then somewhere we jump back in and go, oh yeah. And God help. And amen. And an earnest prayer. I like to pray out loud because it helps keep me focused. I don't pray typically in groups. I do at church and with our small group and Bible studies. But for my own quiet time, I pray out loud. If I pray quietly, I'm going to doze off. In fact, here's a theological question. Is thinking praying? I think thinking is meditating and not prayer, but that's just me. But I pray out loud. I want to stay focused. I want to stay energetic. I sometimes raise my voice when I pray. I sometimes yell when I pray. It's not because I'm trying to earn anything or get God's attention. I'm just into it. It's prayer. It's something I want to do. Let me give you a third insight thought here. While it's true that prayer is communicating with God, it is still actually a legal activity. The word prayer in Scripture is usually a form of the word petition. Prayer is a legal activity. It is a petition. It's where you make a demand upon an authority based on a legal right. A petition has three parts to it. There's an authority figure. There's a document in which you are holding them accountable to, asking them to act on, and then there's right relationship with that authority. That right relationship means you're in good standing. Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That word there, regard iniquity, means if there's wickedness, trouble, or sorrow, that God will not hear me. That means there's chatter. God hears chatter, like, what? What are you trying to say? Look, we're saved by grace, and we're righteous in His sight. But the idea here is, even though we sin and we still seek God to know Him, we have to make sure we're still in right standing, that He doesn't hear chatter. I like the verse Matthew 5:5. It says it like this: when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. But when you pray, go into your inner room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. That word there, when He sees what is done in secret. Catch the insight here. So hypocrite means you wear many faces, different masks. You're a different Christian at church. You're a different Christian at home. You're a different Christian at work. You're a different Christian at the bar. You're a different Christian on the softball team. You're a different Christian when you're fishing with your buddies. And God says, no, that's not right. I know what's done in secret. And so the idea here is, when we have sin in our life and we try to pray to God, many times He can't hear it, He can't act on it because it's just chatter. We don't have a right standing. Or we're going to heaven, but we haven't come to Him in honesty. We haven't come to Him as someone who sees who we really are. He says, I see who you really are. So we come to Him and we say, God, I'm a sinner saved by your grace. And I'm glad that I'm going to heaven, but I need to repent of my sin, the way I treated my wife or talked to my kid or what I did at work. Please help strengthen me to walk in light of you and be more like you. It's where you stay accountable to someone. You repent. You're not asking for salvation. You're just repenting and staying in right standing with God so that you know there's nothing interfering with your prayers. So God doesn't see a mask on you and say, really, we're going to play this game? Why don't you just come to me, who you are, in right standing, ask me to help you, ask me to forgive you, ask me to strengthen you, ask me to walk with you, and then give me your request. And when you do, don't do it religiously. Do it as someone who's like talking to their best friend, their son or their daughter, talking to the neighbor over the fence. Don't pray. Just simply talk to God. Garth Heckman of the David Lions. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.